This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and our message today is one that was recorded back in June of the year 1997. It's being put in audio in January of the year 2024. So we're talking about the message being 27 years old, because I'm reading the message from the, you know, reading the original message and putting it on audio. And the reason why I give you these dates is because certain times when I'm reading the messages, there may be something in the message that was relevant for that particular time that may or may not be relevant today. So I want to make you aware of that fact. By the same token, I might add something in the message that wasn't in the original message, but I'll let you know when I do that. Because, you know, times make certain things relevant and irrelevant. But one thing I will say this, when it comes down to the Word of God, it is relevant yesterday, today, and forever. That means 6,000 years ago it was relevant. It's relevant today, and should the Lord tarry and the earth be around another 6,000 years, is still going to be relevant. And those of you that hear this message or read the message, you would do well to take heed to it and adjust your lives accordingly. Well, having said that, let's go into the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 3, and we're going to read the first 2 verses. And as I said, this is for June of 1997. It says, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die." The subject for this particular message is the last 3 words of that passage of scripture, a time to die. Now, this month's subject verse deals with a belief, an erroneous belief that is held by most of you concerning the subject of death and how it fits into the overall scheme of things. We all know that as sure as the sun rises and sets, that every living thing on this earth has an appointment, if you will, with death. It makes no difference who you are, your station in life, your sex, race, or any religious belief. All of us will face death sooner or later if Jesus does not come back before then. For the Bible says, "It is appointed unto man once to die." You can't get around it. However, the erroneous part I am talking about is the mistaken, the devilish belief that many of you hold that says, when it's your time to die, when your time comes, no matter what you are doing, you will die. Not a minute sooner or later. Now, while that may seem like a legitimate belief, especially concerning the verses of scripture above, that belief misses the mark as far as the North Pole is from the South Pole. And because of this belief, many people have died and will die before they should. How, you might ask? By continuing to do things that put their lives at risk, thinking that if they die, it was meant for them to die at that time, no matter what they were doing. And that is a flat-out lie of the devil. However, don't take my word for it. Let's see what the Bible has to say about it. After all, it is God, who many of you believe, sits up in heaven with a calendar and a big clock. And on them he has all our names, and on the day and the time that our name appears for death, we will die. That's baloney. Exodus chapter 20, verse number 12, God speaking to Moses and giving him the commandments, says, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God gives you." Doesn't that give you the idea that the lives of children may be lengthened if they obey their parents? Well, if God has a preset time for us to die, why give a commandment like this? Could it be possible that being disobedient to our parents can cause our lives to be cut short? We only have to look at all the young people that are dead today because of their disobedience to their parents. The parents tell them to stay away from certain people and things, and they go and do it anyway, and now they're dead. Some of you that are parents that hold to the view above, let your kids do what they want to do because you think they will not die until it is their time. If they get killed, you think, well, it was their time and nothing that anybody could have done would have helped. Pardon me while I say that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, especially when it refers to God. He is going to give you a child, then take it away from you. Well, let's look at another scripture. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 says, "Life and death are in the power of the tongue." Once again, I get the message that there is a responsibility of the individual of how long they live. How many people do you know are dead today for the simplest reason that they ran their mouths too much? I could name a whole lot. The Bible says that your mouth can cause you to live or die simply by what comes out of it. Now, if you look at it now, think about this now. Many arguments have led to the death of individuals when all that was necessary was for one of the individuals, usually the smartest one, to shut up or begin to say things that would calm the other person down. Jesus said, "Bless them that curse you." That's found in Matthew chapter number 5, verse number 44. What you say and how you say it can easily determine if you will live to see another day. How about another scripture? Romans chapter number 6, verse number 23 says, the wages of sin is death. Now, this one really gets the main point across. This is one that really is the main cause of premature death. Why do I say that? Rejection of God and His principles for living will bring death to you quicker. And if we look around, it is cleaning house. Look at all the people dying from AIDS that acquired it through sinful lifestyles like homosexuality, fornication, adultery, and drug use. All of which go contrary to the Word of God, and as a result, it's taking their toll on all of us. Drug use, violence, robberies, and such. All have claimed the lives of individuals that were well below what God calls a full life. Another is found in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse number 18. It says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Here, God has given us words to live by. Pride and a high-minded, thinking you are better than someone else spirit has led to the deaths of multitudes of people. If you couple this scripture with the one above about the mouth, you see what propels many people into keeping on arguing when they need to just walk away. But they have to have the last word. They have to show how bad they are. Then people can go to the funeral home and see how dead they are. Now I could go on and on, but I think you are getting my drift. The length of your life depends on you and not God. If you think that God has a set time for you to die, then why do you bother going to the doctor when you get sick? He or she can't do anything for you if it is your time to die, except maybe relieve the pain. Is that what you go for? As stupid as some of this thinking is, many of you do it unconsciously. One young lady responding to my telling her jokingly, even though it's the truth, that those things, cigarettes, will kill you, said, you gotta die from something, George, and it won't happen till it's my time to go. You see, we have brought up, or have been brought up, in a society and even in churches that believe this foolishness. Look at all the daredevils that make money by risking their lives. They figure they will not die until it is their time. And they will die at that time no matter what they are doing. So they might as well die doing what they enjoy doing. People dying of lung and throat cancer, continuing to smoke because they are dying anyway, it might seem okay, but it is a stupid way of thinking because they could be hastening death, but it may be possible that God wants to heal them, but he is not going to do it if they are going to continue destroying themselves. Are you getting my point? Besides, look at this scripture found in 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verses 16 and 17. It says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are." This is basically talking to Christians. Of course, this only applies as concerning those that are saved. The rest of you are already out of the loop, so to speak. You need to get saved. God doesn't dwell in an unclean place, so the Holy Ghost isn't in you. So you see, there is a lot to our being responsible for our own lives. God doesn't set a time or place for our deaths. We do. You can die young or you can die old. It depends on you. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 1 and 2 says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you." Look at that, will you? Keeping God's laws and commandments will add days, even years, to your lives. That means, once again, that the responsibility on how long any one of you lives is based solely on you. Many of you are walking around today mad at God because of the death of someone close to you or the suffering they or you are going through. And the reason for this is that you figure that God has this plan for our lives, and the sickness, suffering, and death that we face is totally his doing, right? Well, have I got news for you. When you are doing anything that goes against what God says, there is a price to pay. Remember, the wages of sin or disobedience to God is death, Romans 6:23. And that comes about at the hands of the devil, aka also known as the thief. St. John chapter 10 says, "The thief comes not but for to steal, kill, and destroy." This is Jesus speaking, God in the flesh. Surely you can trust him. There was a time when I used to think like you, but after having three close calls with death and still being alive, I wondered about those things. Each instance happened when I was someplace that I had not been there, that had I not been there, it wouldn't have happened to me. At least, not to me. Like I'm saying, if I hadn't have been there, the things wouldn't happen. There are many of you that, if you will be honest, will realize that. Some of you are suffering from diseases of the lungs, throat, and mouth that if you had not been smoking or chewing tobacco, you would not be suffering from those diseases today. Many of you have high blood pressure and other forms of heart disease because of the foods you eat. Lack of exercise, overindulgence in all types of things like alcohol, food, sweets, overwork, and you name it, has left you in a poor physical condition that if you are not careful will put you in an early grave. And it won't be because it was your time to die according to God's calendar. It will be because it was your time to die according to the calendar and clock in your own body. God designed the human body to live eternally. All that was necessary was for mankind to obey one commandment, just one. But he had to go and disobey it, and that started the cycle of death, sickness, and disease that we now face. Even so, the more man stayed close to God, the longer and healthier their lives were. Medical science will confirm that the body is well able to heal and renew itself if we will do what is right according to what medical science says. And that is true. Now, if you couple that with what God says to do, then you really are going to be blessed with a long life. Even when medical science can't seem to help, God is all you need. But he will only move in your behalf as you begin to move toward him. So what's it going to be, my friends? Living as long as God allows, or until your body can't take the abuse anymore? Is your mouth, your stubbornness, your pride, your arrogance, or your just plain rotten attitude going to set you up for destruction? It's all up to you. The ball is in your court. You can either receive it or reject it. No one is forcing you to change your way of thinking. If you want to die early, that is totally up to you. As for me, I plan to be around until the rapture of the church, or at least until 80 years of age. That is, unless I do something to cause it to be less. Then that is my fault, not God's. I will have caused my own time to die. Well, this is Evangelist George McTyre, hoping that you got something out of this message. Like I say, this whole idea that the time to die is basically set where God has it preset where it can't be changed is a bunch of baloney. And I get tired of listening to people in churches, preachers and things especially, because see, they're the ones that pass that on down to the members of their congregations. There's no truth in it. Your time to die is totally left up to you and your actions. I told somebody one time, I said, this is how a time to die works. Anytime you get tired of living, go up on top of the Empire State Building or one of these other skyscrapers or something and jump off of it. barring any unforeseen circumstances, your time to die will be when you hit the concrete. That sudden stop, that's going to be your time to die. Think about it. We set our own selves up to die, and then we want to try to say, well, it was my time to die. God had it set up for me to die at this time. No, he didn't. You set yourself up for it. Well, like I said, I gave you the scriptures for you to look at. There's plenty more in there, and plenty of examples of people where the things that they did brought about their own demise. And it wasn't because God had set the time for them. They basically put themselves in that position. Well, in closing, this is Evangelist George McTyre saying, may God bless you and your families real good until we come together again for another message. Good day.